And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 14th of February, 2010. It is St. Valentine's Day today, the day on which we celebrate love, romantic love, named for an early Christian priest, St. Valentine, martyred on February 14 in 269 AD. The legend says that Emperor Claudius II forbade single men to get married because he wanted them to enlist in his army instead. And in defiance of the emperor, Valentine, a priest, performed clandestine weddings. He was discovered, he was imprisoned, sentenced to death by beheading. While awaiting execution, he fell in love with the daughter of a prison guard who would come and visit him. And on the day of his death, February the 14th, he left a note for her, which he signed, "Love from your Valentine." That is the legend. And so today is the second most popular card-giving day of the calendar year after Christmas. Two famous lovers who wrote back and forth, Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett Browning. She was a semi-invalid whose father would not let her see men, and so they carried out their romance by letter. Robert Browning wrote her a fan letter in January 1845. "I love your verses with all my heart, dear Miss Barrett, and this is no offhand complimentary letter that I shall write. Since the day last week when I first read your poems, I have been turning and turning again in my mind what I should be able to tell you of their effect upon me." She wrote back, "I thank you, dear Mr. Browning, from the bottom of my heart. Such a letter from such a hand." They continued writing to each other, got married secretly in 1846. He wrote her a letter before the wedding. "Words can never tell you how perfectly dear you are to me. I am all gratitude and all pride that my life has been so crowned by you." And the day after the wedding, she wrote to him, "What could be better than you lifting me from the ground and carrying me into life and the sunshine? All that I am, I owe you. If I enjoy anything now and henceforth, it is through you." And as a wedding gift, she gave him the sonnets she had written for him, including the famous one that begins, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways." Here are two little poems for today, the first by Shakespeare, the second by Ted Kooser. Shakespeare's lyric from his play, Two Gentlemen of Verona. "Who is Sylvia? What is she that all our swains commend her? Holy, fair, and wise is she. The heaven such grace did lend her that she might admired be. Is she kind as she is fair? For beauty lives with kindness. Love doth to her eyes repair to help him of his blindness, and being helped, inhabits there. Then to Sylvia let us sing that Sylvia is excelling. She excels each mortal thing upon the dull earth dwelling. To her let us garlands bring." Ted Kooser wrote, "Using a cobbler's shoe last, I found one summer at a yard sale, and the heavy leather uppers from cast-off boots, a jigsaw, some wood, an awl, and thread, and a few evenings sitting alone, thinking of you. I have fashioned a pair of red Valentine shoes with heart-shaped wooden heels. Look for my tracks on your doorstep, where I stood with sore feet through the evening, too timid to knock." A poem by Ted Kooser, Tracks, from his collection Valentines, published by University of Nebraska Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.